Hi, my name is Rodney Roundtree, and I'm going to read to you a short story from my collection of bedtime stories called The Giant Purple Butterfly and Other Bedtime Stories for Little Princesses. This is the second story in the collection. It's called The Little Lost Fairy Princess. Once upon a time, a little girl was out picking flowers in the meadow. She had already picked some yellow and white flowers and was looking for some blue and or red flowers. She found some blue daisies and was about to pick one when she thought she heard a sound. She stopped and looked around, but did not see anything. So she reached for the blue flower again. Just as she touched the flower, she paused. There it was again. She looked and looked, but still she didn't see anything, so she shrugged and started to pick the flower. "Excuse me," said a tiny voice. The girl froze. This time she had definitely heard something. She waited. "Excuse me, if you please, can you help me?" The girl looked all around. "I will try," she said. "But where are you? I can't see you." "Why, I'm right down here in front of you," came the little voice in reply. The little girl bent down towards the blue flowers and squinted intently. Then her eyes grew wide in amazement. There was a beautiful blue fairy sitting on the very flower she had tried to pick.
"Who are you?" the little girl asked.
"My name is Priscilla," said the little blue fairy. "I'm lost," she said. "Can you help me find my way home?"
"It's nice to meet you," said the girl. "I've never seen a blue fairy before."
"Oh, and yes, I'd be happy to help you if I can," she told the fairy.
"I live in a meadow with red and blue flowers. Do you know where that is?" the fairy asked hopefully.
The little girl thought for a moment. Then she said with a frown,
"I'm sorry, but I'm afraid I don't know where that meadow is."
The fairy looked very disappointed and sad. It seemed she was just about to cry.
"I know," said the girl quickly. "Suppose you tell me how you got here, and maybe I can figure out how to get you home."
"Well," said the little fairy, sounding somewhat uncertain, "I left home this morning to look for my friend the rabbit. I found her by the river, and we played together for a long time. Then my friend the rabbit had to go home for lunch. Instead of going home, I decided to go to the pond with the big water lilies and the pink flowers. As I was flying through the woods, I saw a beautiful orange butterfly. I called to her, but she didn't hear me. I tried to catch up with her, but she was flying too fast, and I could not keep up. Then, when the butterfly was gone, I found that I was lost. I looked and looked and looked, but I could not find my way home. I was very tired when I found this little meadow with the blue flowers. It reminded me of home, so I decided to rest. Then I saw you picking the flowers."
The little girl thought for a moment. Then her face brightened.
"I know where the pond is," she said, "and I think we can find the river if we follow the stream."
"Oh, really?" said the fairy very excitedly. "Can we go now? My parents are probably very worried."
"Okay," said the girl, and off they went. The little fairy was very tired, so she rode on the girl's shoulders. Pretty soon they found the pond with the big green lily pads and pink flowers, but they also found two streams. One flowed into the pond, and the other flowed out.
"Which stream do we follow?" asked the fairy.
She was starting to get worried again. You see, she was a very young fairy.
"Well," said the little girl, thinking really hard,
"I think the stream flowing into the pond fills it up, and the stream flowing out empties the pond into the river." So they followed the stream going out of the pond. After a short while, they came to a big river.
"That's it!" cried the little fairy. "Oh, thank you! I know the way home from here. My meadow is just a little way around the bend. Oh, can you come meet my family? My parents will be ever so grateful that you helped me."
"I'd love to meet your family," said the girl. "I've never seen a fairy house or met a fairy family before." So off they went down the river with the little fairy happily chatting about her home. Just then they stepped out of the woods into the beautiful meadow filled with tall blue and red flowers.
But no sooner than they had appeared than they were surrounded by a crowd of fairies all excitedly buzzing around them. They were all exclaiming and hugging the little blue fairy. Some of them said, "Your Highness, the king and queen have been so worried. They sent half the kingdom out looking for you." Now the little girl was truly astonished. "Highness? King and queen?" she gasped. "You're a fairy princess?" "Yes," said the little blue fairy, smiling shyly. "Come meet my parents." So off they went across the meadow, and if anyone had been watching, they would have marveled at the sight of a swarm of fairies flying all around the girl and the blue fairy princess as they walked across the meadow like a parade on the 4th of July. They came to a dense flower grove with red flowers on the right and blue flowers on the left. Hidden just behind the tall flowers was a beautiful, sparkling fairy castle. Of course, the little girl was too big to go in, so she knelt and peeked in through the big front doors as the king and queen greeted their daughter, the blue fairy princess. When they heard what happened, the royal couple came out and thanked the little girl and gave her a beautiful bouquet of red and blue flowers, just like the ones she had been searching for. After the girl had visited for a while with the fairies, it was time for her to go home. The princess thanked the little girl and asked her to come visit often. The king and queen sent an escort of fairies to guide the little girl and see to it that she got home safely, which of course she did. After that, the little girl and the little blue fairy princess became very good friends and often visited each other, and both lived happily ever after. The end.